Welcome to the Slapdash Slant with Matt and Jonathan. Sit back, relax, and maybe learn something. Or not. Honestly, it could go either way. Full disclosure, this podcast is rated PG Idiot and may contain ridiculous moments and lackluster humor.
Here we are after a pretty fun weekend. I had a good weekend. How about you?
I took a beating.
Yeah, beating, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What, any big thing you'd like to share about your weekend?
Yeah, I wore a hat and my family members kept telling me, okay, I'm going fishing. I'm just trying to keep the sun off my body, trying to be healthy, responsible, be around for my babies.
Yeah.
And I got ripped for
skin cancer.
Yeah, so it was terrible. Worst thing that happened to me.
I actually saw this outfit. It was interesting. It was flip-flops. Mm-hmm. With plaid shorts and then a plaid flannel, I don't know how to describe it, overshirt, button-up shirt.
Yeah, I don't even know. It's what you would search shirt. If you were trying to buy one, yeah. Like what you would type in to find it.
It's got like sheepskin
flannel
inside.
Shirt jacket.
Yeah. So you have some plaid on flip-flops and then a fisherman's hat.
Right.
This was your Saturday get up for your son's soccer game. Mm-hmm. To protect yourself from the sun, right, in the 50 degree cloudy weather.
Well, that way my wife doesn't make me go to another one of those skin doctors. And everybody's trying, they bring like 8 people in the room to try to figure out what my wife's talking about.
I showed up a little late and I sat down next to your wife and it took me 10 minutes to find you. Like I kept asking her, where is Matthew? And she just kept saying like over there. And I was like, is he behind that weird looking guy? Like, where is
he? Yeah, I don't rock hats very often.
Yeah, it was an interesting look. And then the wind took it at one point, and your family and I were cheering for the wind. Yeah. Like, hoping it would just take the hat away to Never Never Land.
Unfortunately, that sucker's pretty big. It'd take a pretty big gust to take that away.
He got it back.
Sure did.
So we had some more fun after that.
Well, you guys did.
Yeah, I had a great time. I had a great time. Why don't we let them listen to a little piece of what we experienced this weekend? Well, it's finally that time, Matthew. We've been talking about it for weeks now. How are you feeling?
It's going to be easy. Claire just told me she's the... what's the technical word here?
For what I do?
Yeah.
I'm an esthetician.
An esthetician? Mm-hmm. She just told me it's going to be really painful.
Yeah, I think you may have underestimated how much this is going to take out.
Yeah, and I talked a little big, so I wish we were just sticking to the back, but here we are.
Yeah, I don't think that anyone even knows that yet, that you decided you're also going for the chest. Is that true?
Yeah, we said that on the last one.
Oh, okay, so you're going all in.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to do this?
Yeah, it won't be the stupidest thing I've done today, so.
That's true. I can actually attest to that.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right. We're going to head upstairs. All right. We are up here. We are sitting with Claire. She is the one that is bringing the magic to all of you today. Claire, do you think he's going to make it?
I think no.
That's actually what we're all hoping for secretly.
I think he built it up too much that it's not going to hurt, and then it's the opposite. So that's what I tell people is to build it up that it's going to hurt a lot, and then it won't hurt. But if you think it's not going to hurt, that's when it hurts more.
So it's all a mind game, is what you're saying.
A lot of it is a mind game.
And he's going to lose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of people that are hoping he loses. We're also going to have this up on our YouTube channel. We've started up a YouTube channel, so check that out later. We'll share it at the end of the podcast. And on our Facebook channel, we're going to have a video. Claire, good luck. He has a really high pain tolerance.
Oh, that's good.
I'm lying. That's a lie.
I bought it.
All right. Good luck. We'll be back in a sec. So Claire was great. She actually came over to your house, which is also why we get a little bit of the ambient background noise of your children fighting over a stuffed animal or something.
Yeah, whatever those. Yeah, fight of the day.
Not sure what was going on.
Yeah, so she did a phenomenal job. I mean, she brought a really comfortable table over.
She was more than excited to participate in waxing the hair off of your back.
Yeah.
She was a good sport.
When you asked her... I took my shirt off and you said, is that more or less hair than you expected? And she kind of just sat there for a second. She was like, It's a little more.
in no uncertain terms, she's essentially told us, I don't have enough wax.
Right. And she probably had a stretch afterwards, so her arm wasn't sore.
Yeah. It was some work. I mean, you put her to work for sure. So then she actually brought a professional table over. This was
a real
joke.
Deal.
Yeah, this was no joke.
Claire don't play games.
She does not play around. So she throws a table out for you and you lay down and, I mean, you were just, you looked tense.
Well, it's just kind of an uncomfortable situation. I mean, her husband's over.
Uh-huh.
You're there with microphones all over the place.
Right. You're getting recorded by your wife. Yeah.
I have my shirt off in the living room. Then we have the blinds open. We probably should have shut those. But the neighbors already think I'm into some weird stuff. We got like kids running around all the time.
I mean, we shot a naked calendar in July. I mean, your neighbors have just got to wonder what the heck is going on if they ever look in your windows.
Right.
Yeah, it can't be great for them.
Yeah, so, it's a little uncomfortable. I mean, I think it's probably the exact same way a woman giving birth would feel with all the people in the room.
Oh, is that? It's like giving birth.
Exactly.
You essentially experienced giving birth
and,
this weekend.
And the pain levels, same.
All right, well, now you know. Now you can relate to your wife. Right. Yeah.
She ain't got nothing on me now.
I can't argue. I didn't get waxed, right. So I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I feel the same way emotionally and physically. So.
Yeah. Oh, so even the after effects are the same.
I was sore for like 15 minutes.
Man, that sounds rough, buddy.
Yeah.
So you're normally one of the most patient people I know. Like it takes a lot to get you rattled, but you started to get a little edgy when she was preparing to rip off that first couple strips.
Well, it was like the whole combination of things going on. Like, I am a little uncomfortable. It's hot. And then my kids are like, one of them's under the table, and I hear like springs kind of clicking. My other son is like, just like hanging by my side, just very inquisitive.
Yeah, you're
turns into like Sherlock Holmes, like trying to figure out what's going down and asking questions.
He wanted to ask if he could feel how smooth it was at one point.
Right, because she told us what she said. She said, I will feel like a nice, smooth dolphin.
A beautiful dolphin.
A beautiful dolphin is what she said.
Turning into a beautiful dolphin. I don't think she knew she was getting.
She didn't know the extent. Yeah. No one can understand.
She had no idea. But I think we have a clip of you, kind of after. I think this was one or two strips in, so it's been a little uncomfortable, and your second board was just kind of all up in your business, wanting to know what's going on. And I think we got a funny clip of you chatting him up there.
God, my kid's like breathing on me.
Yeah,
I'm like hot and uncomfortable. And he's over here like,
he is really
asking questions. Yeah,
yeah, he's really interested in this. He wants you to be hurt for some reason. Did you take away his sweet today?
he got a rough discipline today.
Is that what? Yeah. He's like, he feels like there's a payback.
Yeah,
yeah. Claire's gonna be his new best friend. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't. There was just a lot going on. He had a lot going on.
Yeah. Every time he put his paw on me, it just. I was like sweating and it was just hot. And then he started putting his arm in his fingers in my armpit, like to tickle me. And so, yeah, it was just irritating.
Yeah. You were
I'm already
cold.
Irritated at him, right? Like I disciplined him. He didn't score a goal in a soccer game. And I was like, all right, son.
Oh, is that how it went?
Yeah, that's how it went.
You disciplined him by taking him to Chipotle afterwards?
No, he had to watch us all eat Chipotle while he ate a PB&J.
Sounds like you're toughening him up.
Yep. Score some goals, buddy.
Hey, it's better than, you know, giving him huge kudos for counting a seven, jumping on one foot.
Right.
Yeah, you're raising the bar like that.
Raising the bar.
Yeah.
I'm not a soft parent.
So I think you talked really big in the last podcast. And then Saturday, you were getting a little nervous. Like I heard you kind of at different times going, you know, am I making a mistake? I'm starting to get a little nervous about this. Like it started to get in your head a little bit as Claire was getting closer to coming over. But then... we started with the back, and you didn't flinch much.
Yeah, back was pretty solid. It went smooth. The only disappointment I had was, I don't know, she'd probably been working on my back for like 15 minutes. And then I saw the amount of hair that was removed. Jen took a picture for me, and I was very disappointed. I thought I was going to have a nice, smooth back, and I had like a 10-inch square.
Yeah, it wasn't very much, and it took her a long time. I think you were putting up a fight. I think I remember her foot up on the table at one point.
Yeah.
Giving it all she's got.
Yeah, those hairs, they don't want to let go. They're unlike the top of my head. They I don't know. They're clinging on for dear life.
Yeah, and as time went on, though, like, your nerves started changing because you also decided last minute that you were also going to do your chest.
Right.
So somewhere along the road, I wasn't part of this decision. I'm assuming this was you and your wife that you just decided you were going to do some of the chest as well.
Yeah, Gentry was like, "Ooh, spicy! Let's get the chest done."
Yeah, if you're going on the table, you're coming out dolphin.
Yeah, dolphin. She heard the word beautiful dolphin, and she got excited. So yeah, she said, "Let's do the whole chest," and I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." Yeah, unbeknownst to me, I mean, I was on the table for an hour, and I still had quite a bit of hair afterwards. We had to shut it down.
Yeah. We did not realize what kind of effort it was going to take. Right. To get hair
I felt
off
bad
of
for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think she looked pretty exhausted.
Yeah, she probably needed a nap. Like, that's why you have half times. Like, you should probably have a male halftime waxing if you're going to do a full. If a dude looks like a creature in Chronicles of the Narnia, like if he could be in the movie without any makeup, like probably plan a halftime or like some kind of snack break.
Yeah. Do you think she just like went home and just like sat in the shower, like fully clothed, and just cried when she was done? Like,
just... Oh man. I feel we should have, in hindsight, we probably should have pulled someone that doesn't know me.
Yeah. Cause now every time she looks at you, she's just going to like have flashbacks.
Yeah.
If you see her in the hallway across the way and she like all of a sudden runs back into the bathroom,
she ducks the other way. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, you're laying on the table. The back's gone pretty well, but then you start to get worked up, right? You're thinking about turning over. And it just kind of builds from there until we get to the first strip that she pulls off the front of your body. And then the game changed.
Yeah, that first strip was, you know, when she drips it on your back, I had no problems. Like, I was moving around a little bit and, like, there was no pulling of hair. Like, it just didn't hurt. The initial dig up where she's trying to get a good grip on the wax, that's a little painful.
Yeah.
But the chest, as soon as she drips it on the chest, you know, the heat feels different. Uh-huh. You know, it's just a little more sensitive. And so when she starts, I look around, you know, to see which one of my kids is pestering me. And I just slightly look and it yanked a hair out, I think. And I realized this pole was going to be a little different.
And it was too late at this point. Like, you were waxed up. There was only one weight was coming off now.
Yep.
Yeah. So we got a clip of this. We mixed it together of you, your nerves kind of building, you talking about it, kind of getting in your own head, and then one of the better pulls on you.
Well, yeah. And then it doesn't help that your esthetician has no confidence in you.
Yeah. She thought you were going to tap out.
Like, she didn't think I was going to be able to finish. And then she told me it was going to hurt a lot. So now that starts running through my head as I'm feeling it.
Yeah. And to Claire's credit, I mean, I might have asked her to get in your head a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm soft.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's let them just get a taste for what it was really like on the other side. Matt, how are you doing?
That one was a little worse.
That one was a little rough. How are you feeling about moving to the chest later?
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, he's already grunting. Haven't even started pulling yet. That one didn't look great, buddy.
It's the neck.
Yeah.
The neck area is quite tender.
Yeah.
There's like this white hair I can see from here that just will not go. It's awesome.
Oh, man. I'm just thinking, like, now if someone were to attack me, I think the neck is the area I'm going to attack on them. Like, I'm going to try to punch them in the throat.
You're going to become like a bobcat.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for the throat.
Yeah. That seems to be a little more tender. Oh, it see, that doesn't instantly. Even... It doesn't feel good when I turn my head right now. I just kind of yanked the hair out. I'm just going to...
I believe it.
Oh, man. Oh,
we're going. Here it is.
Yeah, that hurts a little more.
Oh, no. Oh, man, he's breathing in deep. This may be the moment. This may be the one.
Should we pray?
Should we what?
Should we pray?
I think he's going to be, he'll be saying some holy so words here more. In a minute, I think.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Do you want me to count down?
No.
Just?
Okay. No.
Just do it. He's off the table. He's mad.
Oh my gosh.
He's mad at Claire.
Did you put Tabasco in that? That was different, Claire. You changed your technique, Claire.
That one was
crazy. Dude, look at that.
Oh.
That's... Oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed for myself. Dude, look at that.
Okay.
It looks like you're messing with wildlife. That's a human.
We got him at
Oh, man.
I had the blood source.
I had tears in my eyes on that one for you, buddy.
When I started looking around and it kind of yanked the hair out, I was like, oh, that feels different.
You came off the table. I thought you were going to go after her. You looked at her like, you better run.
I would if her husband wasn't roaming around.
Like the Mr. Krabs meme. It's all
Oh, dude, I mean, like, that looks, it looks like she just, like, waxed a bear.
It looked pretty. There was a lot of hair on that strip.
So what kind of coverage was that? Was that, like, 2 square inches?
That was a pretty good section.
Was it?
It's like
this. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes me feel a little better.
Man, you're close, buddy. You're close.
Yeah, you're almost done. You're almost done.
Yeah, so not bad at all, as you listen to that clip.
It didn't sound great.
That really, I mean, out of all the polls, there was really only one that I would say, like, you know, that would cause some hesitation. Like, oh, maybe this isn't a good idea.
You had a fire in your, like, your whole body. You'll all hopefully be able to see it in the video. I think we actually got this one recorded. You jumped up off the table and gave Claire a look like, you better get out of here.
Yeah. And if her husband wasn't prowling around like a lion, and he's a big mamma jamba. I mean, he's got to be 6'2", 230. He's a big boy.
Yeah. I mean, that's why she didn't come over alone. She knew what she was doing.
She's smart. She's smarter than us.
I think my favorite part is, like, she couldn't stop grinning when she was ripping hair out of you. She was, like, enjoying it so much.
Yeah. I think anybody that's known me for more than, like, I don't know, 3 sittings, like 3 dinners with, they're going to enjoy watching me get hurt.
Oh, that's a unique quality.
Yeah.
Not very many that's people love. Have that.
Yeah. I think that's love, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could definitely say that.
She did have a big smile on her face.
Yeah. She was happy with what she was doing. Mm-hmm. She knew what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is this one of the more painful things you've experienced?
No, I mean, there's a lot more tender parts on the human body. So, No, it wasn't.
No, would you do it again?
Yeah, I mean, she was making some promises that I don't know that she can cash or that are true. I don't know if estheticians are also liars. I mean, she has a pretty good sales pitch. She told me the more you do this, the less the hair will grow in.
The easier it gets. Yeah.
The easier it gets, and you're actually, like, dampening, weakening the hair source.
Yeah, at one point she caused you to bleed and then said, that's a good thing. You were bleeding your hair pores.
Yeah, I was bleeding all over.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, no, that means we did it right.
Yeah. I mean, even now, I mean, as we're doing this podcast, if you look at me, I mean, my chest is torqued.
Yeah, you had a little bit of the after effects. You've got kind of a little bit of a rash going on.
Right.
Yeah, but you're wearing, like, a badge of pride. I mean, you got a V-neck going on over there, making sure people know you have war wounds for the podcast.
Right. Got to let your stripes shine, man.
How is your pain tolerance normally? Like, good? High? Low?
I don't know. I've gotten so lazy. Like, I get hurt less and less in my life. Like, it's really hard to get hurt watching TV. Unless, like, you're not paying attention to your kids and all of a sudden, like, a Hot Wheels is flying across the room.
Yeah, just take
and that's more place. Anger. Like, your anger, the adrenaline helps offset some of that pain. I don't know. It's not high. I mean, I stub my toe all the time. And every time I stub my toe, I think I broke it. I'm like, it's broken, honey.
I think I've gotten a few phone calls from you when you're like, dude, I think I literally broke my toe last night.
Yeah. So, and it's not normally broken. I think I've only broke, probably, I think I have broke my pinky toe twice.
Yeah, and it's usually on, like, a toy or a Lego of some sort, right?
Yeah. It's no, never like no, that cool. That was my wife. She was trying to get me to help her in the middle of the night, and I'm a little, it takes me a while to get my wits about me. You know, if you wake me up out of a dead sleep, I'm a good sleeper. And so I get out of bed, and for some reason I slept on the wrong side of the bed that night, and I walk straight into our end table. Or not the end table, the side table, whatever.
Just confused.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm pretty sure I broke it. So yeah, that's, I mean, listen, I mean, you're asking me about pain tolerance and I'm talking about the digits on my feet.
Stubbing your toe.
That's, it's low.
Like it scarred you. Yeah.
It's not great. Like I remember these vividly, all my stubs.
I think one of my favorite lines from Claire during this waxing is at one point she was doing wax kind of on the top of your sternum, like up towards your neck, like towards your beard. And I can't remember exactly what you said to her, but essentially you asked her, like, do you need so much wax, or what, you know, why, when are you going to stop? Kind of like, where is this going to be a big one? Something like that. Like, how much you're putting on. And she said, she made some comment that alluded to, like, she was having trouble figuring out where your beard ended and your chest hair started.
Right. Well, and that's when the whole squad, like, that's when it got a little more awkward for me, is I sit up on the table and everybody, you know, the wife, her husband, Claire, and you are all kind of standing around me trying to figure out how to attack the situation, like how to solve this problem. Like,
it was a think tank. We had like a think tank to figure out where your hairline should stop.
Right. And Ryan, you know, not only is he big, he's also intelligent. He had a brilliant idea. He said, let's start here. That way, if it gets bad, we can cut our losses.
Hey, at one point, you told the advice you gave Claire, because she kept asking you, like, where do you want me to go? And I think you just gave her a generalization. You were like, if it's not on a normal man's body, usually, just take it off.
Just take it off.
And so you laid there for about an hour. This was going on. I mean, she was working on waxing your body for an hour. Poor girl. She's got to be exhausted again. And then when the hour was up, there was not quite as much hair gone as I thought there would be. It ended up being quite the project.
Yeah, I actually think she was a little defeated when I took my shirt off. I saw it in her eyes. Like, what the heck? Like, what am I dealing with?
And she had these little, I don't know what they're called. I'm not an esthetician, so I couldn't tell you. But they kind of look like slightly larger than normal popsicle sticks.
Right. And that's if you were building a popsicle stick house with the ones she was using as opposed to the normal ones, you'd probably have and use the same amount of sticks.
Yeah.
Your house would probably be at least three times.
I mean, that's big. Yeah, they were decent. They were a decent size.
Yeah.
And when we were asking her, kind of like, are we going to be able to finish this today? Because Gentry wanted you to do your stomach. Like, Gentry wanted everything gone. She wanted you to keep going. And you felt bad because you were like, this poor girl can't stay here for the next 8 hours and try and finish this. And we asked Claire, like, you know, can you do it? And she goes, I would need bigger sticks.
Right. Yeah, like, yeah, I have a lot more to do with my life than spend the next 8 hours with you, bud.
And she was so sweet about it. And she's trying to be so kind, but you could tell she was like, we're going to need more than a day.
Can we call this, like, you guys did not give me the proper warning.
I was misled, yeah.
We probably should buy her like a massage.
Yeah, you should give her something. Yeah, she's probably hurting right now. Yeah. She's actually probably hurting more than you are. Like, at the end of this, she's probably the one that got punked.
I think we're both hurt.
You're probably both feeling it. Yeah. And Gentry just won.
No, she's disappointed.
Is she?
Yeah. I'm only like a half beautiful dolphin. I'm like a, what's that? What's the horse?
The Minotaur? Or the...
Yeah, we'll go with the Minotaur.
So you're like half man, half dolphin?
Yeah.
What you're going
and
with
she wanted full dolphin.
Full dolphin. But it was funny to watch your wife. Like, she just kept coming in with these big grins, like, just thinking of the possibilities of all of it. I mean, it seemed like she was getting more attracted to you every strip that came off, right?
Guys, I do think that is a true thing. Unfortunately, if you have a situation like I do going on, we ask Claire, you know, what would the Yeti package cost for a man? and she didn't even give us a figure. She just said, it'd be pricey, right?
Right. And she was super great about it. We asked her what we owed her, and she tried to lowball us and try and be cool. And then we go in the kitchen, and your wife is like, you give her a lot more than that.
Right.
You don't know what she just endured.
Right. I hope it was worth it, Claire. We appreciate the time.
Claire, you did great. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it.
Yep.
You did it for the tens of people will hear of your heroics.
Yeah. Yeah, you brought a smile to not only my family, but like Jonathan said, a couple people.
So. At least tens, yeah. You also gave her a no-fly zone, though. Like, you started to get real nervous when she went up the back of your neck that she was going to get some of your head hair, which you're kind of protective of.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, and you pretty much told her, like, please, don't get my head hair.
Well, yeah, because she's standing at my head, and she has to bring the wax over the top of my head.
Yeah.
And if one little speck of wax fell in that precious digging area up top, you know, that bald spot, I mean, that's, and they're never coming back, man.
Yeah.
You'll see a new look, Matt. I'll be Mr. Clean.
So how was you're in gen relationship now with Matt 2.0.
I don't know. We'll let the battle wounds heal up a little. They're looking pretty good. I think by tomorrow I'll be looking good. And
yeah, are you supposed to put something on that?
We haven't.
Okay.
Yeah,
like baby powder or something?
No. It's a bunch of oils.
Great. Well, we actually, like I said, we got video of this. We're going to try and get it hosted for you guys. It's going to be on our Facebook page. We've also started a YouTube channel. We're going to try and get it up there. It really was a lot of fun. We know we've been talking it up for a while. Matt was a champ. I think that table got a quite the lovin'. You were squeezing it pretty tight there on a couple bowls.
I wonder what do they, do you think they have to take that home and get a power washer out to that thing?
Yeah, like are those, like should she have brought disposable paper? Like are you supposed to put like some kind
of... Well, I was on a sheet.
Oh, that's right. We did put a sheet over it. Does that go in the fire?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how it's getting burned.
This is gone.
Yep. Yep. That thing's gone.
Well, thanks for doing it for the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys have any ideas for Jonathan, maybe to participate in for some videos, you know, send those our way.
I'm sure there's many a people that will have many an idea. Yeah. I would not be surprised if we actually get more fan mail than we've ever gotten before mm-hmm. in regards to that question. We've actually got some fun stuff coming up in the next couple weeks too that we're trying for some pretty fun content. But
yeah, hopefully we'll see how it you're promising, you know, you're promising gold. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could go either way. I mean, the waxing I would say was, I don't know. What do you give the waxing for the people?
I mean, from my side,
was it?
I thought it was great.
Okay.
Yeah. At one point I actually had tears running down my face. I was laughing so hard when you asked about the Tabasco.
Yeah, that was, man, that pull was rough. And that, again, that is not the most sensitive part in the body. So I understand for some people that, you know, they've probably experienced some rougher outings.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the next things we're doing, hopefully they're good for you too. Yeah. I don't think they're going to be as good for me.
Yeah.
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 At least the one thing. We'll see.
Well, we're coming up towards the end of our podcast here. Is there any other advice you'd like to give people about your adventure this weekend to the men out there?
Yeah, when she pulled, so that one clip where I'm kind of disgusted with what I'm seeing on the wax paper. Yeah, I would say, like, if you look in the mirror, like, maybe get a razor out. I mean, there's other options than waxing, you know. You can trim it.
Uh-huh.
You can get, like, hair clippers out to that beast.
Yeah.
You can shave it, wax it. I don't know.
Just be self-aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think Claire at one point made a comment about children, the ability for children to get lost in your chest hair. Like at that point, it's probably a little too much.
Right.
That's a good point. Like if you think children can get lost, probably trim it up a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Like when I ripped my shirt off and the people started looking at me, I was like, maybe I'm a little too secure that I have four children.
It was a sobering dose of reality.
And my wife's not going nowhere. So pretend she could go somewhere, even if she's not, even if she loves you very dearly. Pretend that your wife could at some point leave you.
Pretend
you
have something to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, yes,
that's good advice, right?
Yeah.
Advice, back-to-back podcast.
Man. I love it. All right. Well, hit up the slap-slant.com and the slap-slant.com / videos.
I have some more advice.
What's that?
Don't forget to spank.
Okay.
That subscribe button.
We're gonna have to take a objective poll soon and just see if that keeps making it in the cut or not. We'll see. We'll see what the people say.
Okay.
Give it to the people. Thanks you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. Well, I mean, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had a mediocre time.
Matt had an okay time. Again, hit us up at the slap-slant.com or visit us on our Facebook page, slap-slant, and we will talk to you all soon.
Enjoy your day.